Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of each day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. That's 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. That is how you can get your prayer requests to us today. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information. We just want to lift you up before the Lord. And so don't, you know, if it's something personal, that's fine. We understand. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. Just let us know what we can pray for you about. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to lift you up in prayer. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before you. It's time to lift up all our needs before you, all our concerns before you, to lift one another up before you so that you would move with power and might in our lives. Lord, as we can support one another, care for one another, help one another through prayer, knowing that when we pray, we are activating the power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of individuals, the power of your Spirit to work and to do mighty and great things. And we know that you will do those things because you are good and gracious and faithful, and because you have given us your promises and your word. And it's upon those promises and those words, Lord, that we come to you by your permission and by your grace, making no claims of our own, but relying wholly on your love for us, and confidently coming, knowing that there is a gracious Father ready to receive us. So we thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory for what you are going to do today in the lives of those who call in with these needs and these concerns, these praises, these celebrations. Lord, that you will glorify yourself in their lives and bring good for them. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 is the number to call for the Prayer Closet. You can email or text at prayer@yeshome.com as well. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. And we've been looking at the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians. And we are in chapter 3, verse 15. And yesterday we talked about Paul and his passion for knowing Christ and what he said about how he's focused on knowing Christ, focused on living for Christ and having Christ be the center of his life. And he says, you know, not that I obtained all this, but he says in verse 13, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And we're going to pick up right after that in verse 15 today, where he says this, all of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already obtained. And I like this little passage, just a couple little verses here, and they're almost, sometimes we read them almost like little transitional verses, but they're wonderful verses because he tells us some very important things in here. First of all, he says, all of us who are mature should take such a view of things. Now, before he was writing about his personal experience, right? He's saying, look, this all came out of whether we have confidence in the flesh or confidence in God. He said, you know, I had as much reason to have confidence in the flesh as anybody. In my own works, my own righteousness, I was superlative. I was a Pharisee. I was keeper of the law. I did all these things. I did everything right. But he went on to say that, but I consider all that garbage now to have the surpassing greatness of the grace of Christ and the righteousness of Christ, which is better by far. And he says, because of that, now my focus is on Jesus and everything I do, forgetting what is behind, straining toward what is ahead, I press on to know him. So he gives a personal example. But then he says, all of us who are mature should take such a view of these things. He's saying, you know what? This isn't just for me. This is for all of us. All of us who are in Christ, this should be our attitude. Not relying on our righteousness, but relying on the righteousness of God through Christ and focusing our lives to him so that he becomes the center of what all that we do. And this is the challenge he has for us and says, you know, this is for everyone. Sometimes I think we can get the idea that, you know, there's super saints in the church and there's the rest of us. Well, he's Mr. Super Spiritual. I'd never be like that. But there's not two kinds of Christianity. There's not a Christianity for the super saints and then a Christianity for everybody else. There is only one faith, and we're all called to pursue it in the same way. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, we press on toward the goal, which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. Pressing on toward Jesus. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. And even as Paul says, I haven't obtained all this. I've not yet been made perfect in all this, but here's what I do. Forgetting what is behind, straining toward what is ahead. And the fact is, all of us can do that. All of us can do that. God will empower every one of us to do that. He doesn't keep that just for certain people. be a VIP. But in reality, in God's kingdom, there are no VIPs. There's not a special experience for the VIP Christians. And then, you know, the general admission Christians just get in later. The great unwashed. Well, that's not the case. There are no VIPs. We're all the same. You know, we all have the same access and the same opportunity. Now, we're not all necessarily going to take advantage of it in the same way. But that's on us. That's not on God. It's not like God's only offering. But that's not how heaven works. That's not how God's salvation works. It's not like he's got this super salvation and I'll offer that to the super saints and then everybody else gets just general admission salvation. No. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. All of us who are mature should set our hearts fully on Christ and forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, seek to follow after him. And all of us can do that. That's what Paul's saying. Look, if you're mature, you're walking in Christ. This is, you can do this. This is who you are. This is what you're supposed to be doing. This is for all of us. Don't think that, you know, well, I'll never be as good a Christian as this guy. I'll never be, you know, it's not a comparison game here. The only question we have to ask is, am I forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead? Have I set my focus on Christ? Am I striving to seek after him? That's the only question that matters. It doesn't matter whether my neighbor's doing it better than me, whether the guy sitting in the pew is doing it better than me, whether the pastor's doing it better than me, whether this, you know, Christian artist is doing it better than me. It simply doesn't matter. What matters is, are you doing it? When we get judged before God, or go before God and he evaluates our life, it's not going to do it in comparison to others. They'll do it in comparison to Christ. They just strive after me. That's all he'll ask of any of us. And we can all do it. So what the life that Paul is laying out here is not a life just for certain, reserved for some, reserved for the super saints, you know, the Billy Grahams and those guys. It's for all of us. And we can all partake of it. We can all partake of it. He goes on to say, and if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already obtained. And I love this part too, because sometimes not only can we judge based on, you know, our performance compared to somebody else's performance, forgetting that it's not our performance that matters. It's a pursuit of Christ that matters, a focus on Christ that matters. It's the righteousness of Christ that matters. But sometimes we can also, you know, make judgments, more often than not, negative judgments about others based on differences in belief. Also, you know, I am a pastor. I'm a Baptist pastor. Baptists have their particular beliefs. Two of my kids go to a Lutheran school. It's a good school. You know, it's grounded in the Word. It's conservative Lutheran. They believe in the Word of God. They uphold it. But we have some different beliefs. As Baptists, we are very committed to believers' baptism. The baptism is for those who've made a profession of faith in Christ. As Lutherans, they practice infant baptism. And they're very committed to that. They have their reasons for that. And, you know, somebody, my son, who's older, you know, he and takes all this stuff very seriously. He's been, you know, wrestling with this. Why do they baptize babies? And why do we do this and that? And I've tried to explain the difference to him a little bit, why we believe differently. But also try to explain, you know what? We do disagree on this particular issue. But we agree on the gospel. We agree on the need for every person who needs, you know, that every person needs salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. That we are all sinners separated from God. And we need to have those sins forgiven. And those sins were forgiven on the cross. And that there, Christ paid the price for our sins, that we need to receive him in faith and walk in faith with him. And that's how we receive salvation. And some of the other things we disagree on, and usually in terms of baptism, it you know, involves the nature of the covenants and the nature of the church. We have some different views about that. You know, they read certain passages a certain way. We read them a different way. But we agree on the essentials. We agree on the stuff that matters the most. And as Paul writes here, you know, on some things you may think differently, but that too God will make clear to you. You know, that sometimes we are going to have differences in our beliefs. There may be some things we differ on, but as long as they're not gospel issues, as long as they're not core issues, you know, issues involving the person of Jesus Christ, who he is he the Son of God or not? You know, things like the virgin birth, Christ's death and resurrection. I mean, those are core issues that we can't compromise on. If you're going to start to compromise there, then you're leaving Christianity and we're going to have problems. But if it's not those core issues, because there are some, you know, where we can't compromise and we have to break faith. But if it's not those, if it's a secondary issue, then we don't, you know, as Paul says, well, you know, we'll pray. God will make these things clear to us. He says, only let us live up to what we've already obtained. Let us live up to the heart and the core of the gospel. Let us not divide ourselves over secondary issues, you know, Should we be playing hymns in church or choruses or modern praise music? That's not a gospel issue. That's a preference issue. You might like hymns better. You might like gospel music better. You might like this kind of music better, that kind of music better. You may some does a better job of glorifying God than others, but you know what? It's not a gospel issue. What color the carpeting should be in the church hallways is not a gospel issue. Not something we should be dividing over. And if you look back in church history, so often the things we've divided over, not always, but more often than not, the things we divided over were not primary issues. They were secondary issues. Paul's saying, you know what? God will make these things clear in the end. But let us live up to what we've obtained. Let us live up to the salvation that we have. Let us live up to the faith in Christ that God has given us. Let's live up to that. Let's not worry about getting sidetracked, all these secondary stuff. Let's live up to the gospel. Let's all focus ourselves to follow Christ as best we can in humility and in grace. And grant humility and grace to others. And let that be the focus of our life. Let that be the central motivating, animating feature of our life. That Christ, we have set Christ at the center, and our passion is to follow him and to know him better. Forgetting what is behind, straining toward what is ahead. That we may live up to what we have already obtained in Christ, the righteousness and the grace of Christ and salvation through him and through his finished work. That's our call. And that's what should unite us. That's what should hold us together. That's what should focus us, animate us, so that we work together to build his kingdom. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. It is a prayer closet, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And a couple of prayer requests. Prayers for someone who had a colonoscopy yesterday and just praising God that the results generally were good. And that things turned out okay. And well, there's some precancerous things that were found. They were able to remove those. And just praying for good future checkups. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for this good report for this person who had the colonoscopy. And Lord, we praise you that they were able to catch these things before they turned cancerous. They were to remove them. Lord, and thank you just for the positive report that they received. And pray that moving forward as they, you know, we'll have other regularly scheduled checkups in the future, but as moving forward, that those will continue to be good and there'll be no issues and no problems. And we pray this, and we just thank you and praise you, give you all glory, and pray it in your name. Amen. All right, just have one just came in here, so I'm just going to kind of read it out here. So pardon me if it's a little stilted. It says, listener identifies themselves, say, I have a little trouble with three of my friends who are siblings. One of them isn't Christian, and they all had a pretty rough life. Their mother was abusive and their father died and they were in foster homes, but now they live with their grandparents and I haven't been able to talk to them in a long time. I only wish I could help. I actually want to be a missionary one day. So I talked to the sibling who wasn't a Christian. We got in a fight. He asked me a question from the Bible. How could I? And they're just asking, the question was asked and they're asking for wisdom and how to answer that question. Lord, we pray for this listener who's trying to be a witness to these friends, obviously having a hard life, and especially the one who's not a believer. Well, Lord, we pray that you would grant them wisdom and discernment in knowing what questions to answer and how to answer them. Lord, we know sometimes questions aren't honest and aren't real, and we don't need to answer those. But for those that are, Lord, we pray that you just grant them a discerning and a wise spirit in sharing the hope of the gospel with this person. And Lord, that at the end of the day, they would just hold out that hope and consistently hold out that hope that this friend could experience it. And Lord, we pray for these three who are had such a rough life, Lord, that you would intervene, bring peace to their life, bring stability to their life, bring the hope of the gospel to this one who does not know you, that they would come to you in faith and find the hope and the strength that you can provide. So we lift them up to you. We lift them into your care and pray that you would move mighty and powerful ways in their life. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning into the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Tom Briggs. It's been a joy to be with you. We'll be back bright and early Monday morning. God bless everybody. Have a great day.